Hey, it's me, the T-O-N-Y-T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. As long as I can remember, I've loved Star Wars. And as a kid in the late 70s and early 80s, one of the best things about loving Star Wars were the incredible toy lines. Kenner brought us some of the coolest figures ever, featuring our favorite heroes and villains from a galaxy far, far away with vehicles, accessories, playsets, even telescoping lightsabers that came right out of the character's arm. Adventure? Excitement? A Jedi craves not these things, but I sure did, and with every trip to Playworld, Toys R Us, and KB Toys, I was one step closer to building the Rebel Alliance and taking down the evil Empire, even if it was just on my couch or in the backyard. In hindsight, however, these toys were really, how to put this nicely, unattractive. Maybe that's too harsh. Let's just say that they were somewhat loose interpretations of the actors' likenesses. The blonde one was Luke, and the old one was Obi-Wan, and the girl was Leia. But other than that, there's no way that you could see Mark Hamill when you looked at those figures, or Carrie Fisher. Even 20 years later, when the line was revamped and updated with the Power of the Force line, they still took certain liberties with the characters. For instance, Luke was so buff, he looked like a member of the Power Team, and Leia looked like Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Nowadays, especially with so many adult collectors, the figures have gotten way more lifelike. The Black Series Star Wars figures are really good, and they're filled with amazing details. And for serious collectors, for a few hundred bucks, the Hot Toys 12-inch figures look eerily lifelike. But if I want a Han Solo toy, I want it to at least look like Han Solo, not just some brunette guy in a vest that could have been played by Nathan Fillion or maybe Will Wheaton. The better it is, the more it looks like who it's supposed to be. As believers, we're not called to look like Han or Obi-Wan or Bib Fortuna. We're called to be modeled after Jesus. When the world looks at your life, they should be able to immediately recognize you as a Christian because you, in your words and attitudes and actions, well, you look like our Savior. Romans 8 says that God foreknew us and He predestined us to be conformed to the image of His Son. That means whatever we look like before, in the natural, on our own, as we begin following Jesus, should every single day become more and more transformed so that it looks more like Him and less like us. And it's not just our look. I mean, I don't mean like if you can't grow a beard, you can't be a Christian. What I mean is 1 John 1:26. Whoever says he abides in Him ought to walk in the same way that He walked. It means that we pattern ourselves after Jesus. We do what Jesus would do. And our value as ambassadors of Christ is dependent upon that, looking more like Him and less like us. Like a bad action figure who you can only identify by the accessories, you don't want the world's ability to see your faith be limited to where you go on Sunday morning or the kind of music you listen to, but rather the love and grace that you walk in, the gospel that you live out, and the spiritual fruits that your life produces. That's how they'll know it's you. More importantly, that's how they'll know it's Him. Lifelike in every way, fully articulated, and ready for God to put on display for the whole world to see. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I got to get my Star Wars action figures and get up out of here.